The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Next of Shochim states, Or L'Arba Ofer, Beit Kinesach Hametz L'Oramir. Word Or, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, means the eve of the 14th of Nisan, one must search for the Chometz by the light of the candle, called Mokum Shein Machishin Bei Chometz Ein Tzor HaVadiko, wherever one is not accustomed during the year to bring in Chometz, then he does not need to search there.
Until we return in Rosh
Chodesh. This is the mitzvah of the Dikas Chometz, which takes place
the eve of the 14th, and Pesach is the eve of the 15th of Nisan. So this takes place a full 24 hours before Pesach comes. As it happens to be, this year it's going to take place 48 hours, because 24 hours before Pesach would come in would be Shabbos. So therefore we are beidik the Chometz Thursday night. But not for that. Then we would have to search for the Chometz on the night before. The Gemara and Avdalid ask the question, Hashti de kaima londe lekuli alma or urtahu, michti, bein le Rabbi Yehuda, bein le Rameya, chometz eino osa le mishay shoz lemalo. When does chometz become forbidden to hold or to eat? Only from noon the next day, Er Pesach. So why do we have to search for the chometz the night before? It would be sufficient to search for it just prior to the noon, to the next day at noon. Livdek b'sheis. This is the question the Gemara is dealing with. So the Gemara offers an answer. V'chitema zrizin magdim el mitzvus. Perhaps the reason is because of zrizus. This means that really you could search for chometz the next day, just prior to noon. We'll search at 11 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. But by mitzvahs there's a milah. There is the attribute of zrizus, that you should do a mitzvah as early as possible, not wait for the last time that you can do it. And zrizus means that you should do something with great zeal and great determination and earlier than it should be done. This is what the answer the Gemara offers. In the end, the Gemara rejects this, but the Gemara was going to answer this. So the interpretation, therefore, of the Mishnah would be that we search for the Chometz. Really, we could the next day prior to noon. But we should do it the night before because of Zerizus, because you should do something at the earliest possible time. When I was learning this Gemara with my Rebbe, Rebbe Gifter, Zichrei Nevrocha, he asked the question that the mitzvah of Zrizus, the maila, the attribute of Zrizus, is by all mitzvahs. So what is the Mishnah telling us here? That you should search the night before. This is by all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs has its time. It has its deadline. You can do it until the deadline. And what earlier you do it is better. Why over here does the Mishnah tell us explicitly, the Tano, that you must search from the night before because of Zerizus? We should tell us that the time, the deadline for searching for the Chometz would be at just before noon. Then, like all mitzvahs, the earlier the better. So he answered that evidently we see from here that this mila, this attribute of Zrizus, in particular, has a connection with Pesach, even more than all other mitzvahs. And that's why the Tana would have chosen to write this here. This is what he said. He did not go in to explain why, but this is what he commented. If we look into the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that what is written in the Torah about the going out of Egypt,
And about the mitzvahs of Pesach, we will see that indeed zrizus, to do this with a great zeal, has certainly something to do with Pesach. For example, in Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it states, V'chocho teichlu eisoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the people in Egypt that on the night of Pesach, the 15th of Nisan, they shall eat the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of the Pesach, and this is how you should eat it. Mosnechem kagurim, na'alechem baraglechem, u'makelchem b'yetchem. You should eat it with, as if you are ready to go on a journey, with your traveling belts on, with your boots on, with your walking sticks in your hands. V'chaltem eisei b'chipozen, and you must eat it with a great hurriedness. Pesach hu l'Hashem, because it is a Pesach to Hashem. And Rashi says, Loshen b'hola u'mihiras. He commanded the people to eat the Korban Pesach, not leisurely, not in a relaxed way, but with a great mihiras, hurriedness, and b'hola. Then we have, in Bosek Lamed Ches, the Torah tells us, Vayofu es habotzek asher hotziu mimitzrayim ugeis matzos. When they went out of Egypt, so just prior to that, they baked all of their dough, and they baked it into matzos. Instead of giving it a chance to rise, usually when you bake bread, so you take the flour that's made from the grain and you mix it with water and you knead it, and then you let it rise for a long time, and then you bake it. Here they baked it immediately. Ki lechometz, ki gorshu mimitzrayim v'lo yochlu lishmameya, because they were chased out of Egypt, and they did not have time to tarry and allow their dough to become chometz. V'gam seid le'osru lehem. So here we see that when they went out of Egypt, lo yochlu lishmameya, they did not have time to tarry. Kodesh Baruch Hu took them out with a great hurriedness, very rapidly. And they didn't even have time to allow their dough to turn into bread, but merely matzos. And then the Torah states after that, Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yoshvu b'mitzroyim shloshim shona v'arba me'ay shona. This that b'nei Yisrael dwelled in Egypt was for 430 years. By him he kates shloshim shona v'arba me'ay shona. And at the end of 430 years, vayhi be'etzim hayom hazeh, and on this very day, yotzu kol tzivais Hashem me'eretz Mitzrayim, all of the hosts of Hashem went out of Mitzrayim. Lushmurim hu l'Hashem l'heitziyam mi'Mitzrayim. This was a day which was safeguarded for Hashem to take them out of Egypt. Hu halayla hazeh l'Hashem shmurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam. This was the night to Hashem, which was set aside and shall be set aside for all of the generations. Now Rashi comments on this posuk, Magid. Firstly, Rashi explains what was important about this day. He says this was the day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Abraham that your children will be strangers in a land which is not theirs. And this was the day that the Malachi Ashoris came to Abraham and to Sora, the 15th of Nisan, to tell them that in 1 year they will have a child. And this was the day 1 year later that Yitzchok was born. And then Rashi comments, Be'etzem hayom azeh Magid Shukivin Shigia Kates Lo Ikvon Hamokim Kervain. What does it mean on this very day? Once this day came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out immediately. He did not tarry, he did not wait, even Keherif Ayin, the time one can blink an eyelid. Lir Shmurim, Shoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Metzapele Lekayim Avtochose Leitziyamim Eretz Mitzrayim. This was the day which HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for. And once it came, then immediately he took them out. He didn't wait even keherfayim. Then we find also in Perik in Parshas Bishalach, Perik Yud Dalet Posuches, Ubnei Yisrael Yotzim Biyod Ramah. Klal Yisrael went out with a Yod Ramah. What does that mean? Rashi says Begvura Gavah Umefosemesh. They went out with a great strength. It wasn't done lackadaisically. It wasn't done in a haphazard way. Kelachayad, but with a great Gevura and openly. If we look further, the truth is that the mitzvah of matzis itself is a mitzvah of zrizus, a mitzvah of doing something quickly and strongly, because the Torah tells us, this is in Parshas Bei, Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. You should be careful to guard the matzos. The sages want to know, what does that mean? You should guard the matzos. You should guard them that they shouldn't be stolen. Now, it means Ushmartem es ha-matzos. You shall guard them closely that they do not become chometz. That when you are making the dough, you must immediately bake it and not tarry and not let it stay in the unbaked stage, so it should become chometz. Ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hitzeisi et tzivoseicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this very day took you out of Egypt. Now, so we see that matzah itself has in it the quality and the ingredient of zrizus, of doing something strongly and quickly, to the point where the Torah says, Ushmartim, guard the matzos, that they should not become chometz. It's a little strange, though, that it states why, because on that very day HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Egypt. Now, what does that have to do with guarding the matzos? So that needs explanation. And further yet, the Chazal Darshan and Rashi brings this, that Rabbi Yeshia said from here, Al tikere es ha-matzos ela es ha-mitzvos. Matzos and mitzvos are spelled the same way. And in the Torah, where there are no vowels, so you can read Ushmartem es ha-matzos, Ushmartem es ha-mitzvos. You shall guard the matzos, you shall guard the mitzvos. So Rabbi Yeshia darshaned that it is true, the Torah is referring here to the matzos you must guard, that it should not become chometz. But also derech remes, the Torah is also giving us a subtle indication that this is not only true by matzos, but this is true by all mitzvos. You must guard all mitzvos, that they should not become chometz. Ki derech shein machmitzin es ha-mitzvos, ha-matzos kach ein machmitzin es ha-mitzvos. Elim bo liyotchei, ase eso miyad. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, you must do it immediately. This is what the Chazal say, mitzvah habo liyotcho, al tach mitzeno. When a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should not wait. You should not set it aside, lest it will become chometz, but you should do it immediately. So two things here. Firstly, we see that Ushmartem es ha-matzos. From the matzos we learn zrizus to all mitzvahs. But secondly, that needs clarification also. We can understand how a matzah can become chometz, but how can a mitzvah become chometz? At any rate, from all of this we see that indeed zrizus is an integral part of Pesach. This needs explanation, and also the few points that we made. Actually, we find that zrizus is not only an ingredient and a milan attribute in Pesach, in Matzos, but we find also in the Mishnah that it's an attribute in all Avedis Hashem, in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an ingredient that must be there, and like Rabbi Yeshua's Drosho. Where do we find this? This is in the Masechta Avos, Perikei Mishnah Chof. Yehuda ben Tema. Omer, he would say, "Have you asked in Omer?" A person should be Az. Az means courageous, aggressive, brazen. Azus. Kinomer. Like a leopard. A leopard is an animal which they say lacks fear. And when he attacks, you can't turn him back. You can't drive him back. He has the Azus. Bikal Kinesha. He should be as light as an eagle. There is no creature that can fly higher than the eagle. Viraz Katsvi. And he should be as quick as the deer or the antelope. There's no animal that's faster than the antelope. Bigibor Ke'ari. And as strong as a lion. When it comes to fulfilling the will of your Father in heaven. Now, so we see that this Zrizus, that a person should do something when he's doing Ritzein Hashem, Shebashamayim, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to do it not with his left hand, and not with his right hand, but with both hands. Bechol keichei, with all of his strength and with all of his motivation and all of his speed. This is in all mitzvahs. Needs explanation. Plus, why is it necessary for Yehuda ben Tema to give us four examples? He gives us the example of the leopard, of the eagle, of the deer, and of the lion. Why wouldn't it be sufficient, just one? The Maral explains as follows. The reason why Zrizus is an ingredient which must be in Avedas Hashem is because man was created. Rashi brings this in the beginning of the Sefer Torah in Bereishis Beis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in Bereishis Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. Some things he created min ha'olyonim, some things he created in heaven, some things he created min ha'tachtonim, from the earth. Man he created min ha'olyonim or min ha'tachtonim. Man is a combination of both worlds. He was created from the upper worlds and he was created from the lower worlds. This is what it states, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Aso Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, Ofer min ha'adoma, from the dust of the earth, that was the lower world. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, and he blew into his nostrils a nishmas chayim, a breath of life. This is the upper world. And vayil adam nefesh chaya, man became this creation which combined both worlds. This means that he's made from the physical world, the chemer, the earth, and from the non-physical world, the spiritual world. The physical world, the earth, has no movement in it. It has no life in it. It only moves if somebody moves it. For example, the earth or a stone has no motivation, no mobility. If there's a force pushing it, then it'll move. So this is the nature of the physical world. This that a person has movement, this is comes from the nefesh that was given to the person, the spirit, and the life. That has the movement, that has the tenua. Because of this, we have a conflict of interests in the human being. The chema shabo, the physical elements in him, they want menucha. They want to rest. And this is what the Maral refers to as kvedas hateva. His nature is he wants to be left alone. Wants to rest. He wants to be silent. Just like the earth. Don't bother him. And from here comes the forces which are totally contrary to the forces of movement, of life. From here comes Atzlus, the Otzel. The person just wants to be left alone, Yoshen, where he sleeps. The nature of the Nefesh and the Neshama is all Tenua, all life. They only move. They want to move, and they want to move everything in their path. So man has this conflict. So we have two forces in man which are contrary. Now the question is, which force is going to win? Well, this is the struggle that man has all of the time. Now this is true not only when it comes to Avedis Hashem, to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is true in everyday life. The Nefesh, the life in man, he wants man to go to work. Well, the Chaimer wants to go on holiday, wants to take it easy. And for anyone to achieve anything and be successful in anything, he's going to have to prevail over himself and motivate himself and get himself moving and let the Nefesh be Mizgaber on the Chomer, that the life in him should prevail over the physical nature. This is what Shlema Melech said in Mishlei, Perek Vov, Posik Vov. He said, Lech al Namolo Otzel. He says, you lazy one, go to the Namolo, go to the ant. Reid Rocheho Vachachom. Watch the ant and take wisdom from him, because the ant is such a weak creature. The Chazal say there's not a bone in his body, yet he never stops working, he never stops moving. And during his lifetime, the Chazal brings or collect, he lives a very, very short period. It's a matter of days, and he'll collect enough panosa that could last him and an army for years. Now it's true that Shlema Melech was referring not to everyday life, not to life on this world, but how we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, it states there's a principle in Mishlei and in Chazal, but it says Lohavin Marshal Umelitzo, which means that you have to understand what he's really referring to, but at the same time the example he uses is also true to life. This means that if he's talking about, he's actually there speaking about an otzel that leaves the fences become broken down to his farm and the roof full of leaks, and from there comes a whole churban, and he tells him to go to the otzel. He's really referring to how one should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Milei D'Shamayo. But he uses this example, this is Marshal Melitzo, that what he's referring to is what he wants to teach us, but at the same time he uses an example which is true. See? So in an everyday life, The person has to be misgaber, he has to prevail over himself with his nefesh, with his life, with his keach hatenua, the power of movement, to get himself moving, even though the chaymer wants to rest. But since that has to do with this world, therefore that also has to be contained though. It has a shiur, it has a shibuy, it has to be in balance. You see, there are people who suffer from over-ambition. There are people who suffer from over-motivation. There are those that want to conquer the entire world. They want to make all of the money in the world or so forth. So that has to be done with a shiur and a shibuy, with a balance. But when it comes to inyone shomayo, when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a different story. Because here we're not trying to do things from this world. We're trying to do things from the next world, from the Olam HaElyon, from the upper worlds. That's where mitzvahs come from. That's where Torah is. And that is totally contrary to the physical nature of man. Totally contrary. And that's a huge distance from him. And for a person to learn Torah, or for a person to fulfill mitzvahs, this is impossible unless he frees himself from the chaymer, from the physical matter which is in himself. Unless he totally prevails over the physical world he lives in, and the physical heaviness which one is made of. And then he can come to fulfill mitzvahs Hashem, to fulfill the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we're dealing with two totally different worlds here. Mitzvah and Torah comes from another world. And if he doesn't, but he becomes meshubed, he becomes an eved, enslaved to his own physical nature, to the physical constraints of the heavy physical shackles of this world, then it's impossible to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's like a behemoth, he's like an animal. Because an animal also cannot free himself. By an animal it's impossible for him to free himself from his chaymer, from his physical makeup. And this is why an animal was created to be a servant, to be a slave, to man. But man was given the power where he can free himself from this level and rule over it. If he doesn't, then he cannot come to mitzvahs of Torah at all. If he does, then he can come to mitzvahs Hashem. So he has to be mashachre, liberate himself from the shackles of the physical chaymer, of the material world. And therefore it's very good what Yehuda ben Tema said. Notice when he said that you have to be all of this, la'aseis ritzein avicha shebashamayim, to fulfill the will of your father in heaven. Because if you attach too much to the ground, you will never get to fulfill his will in heaven. The reason why he said four examples is because whenever a person decides to do something, there are four stages. The first stage is the decision to do it. Now, whenever we are confronted with an opportunity to do something. Everything has its risks, everything has its pitfalls. There are reasons why and reasons not. So we have to make a shikul hadas, we have to ponder over it. We have to be strong enough to come to the right decision. Many times, many, many times, we won't allow ourselves to come to the right decision. Sometimes it's a matter of chokhmah, but many, many times we won't allow ourselves to come to the right decision. Why? Because we are afraid to do it. Pachad. Or we are misbayish to do it, because we're embarrassed to do it. We know that this is what should be done, but we're afraid to undertake such a thing. Or we know that this should be done, but then what will the neighbors say? And what will my friends say? And what will my enemies say? And so forth. So the first stage in doing something good, is that you have to come to the decision to do it. It's the Gemara Das. And that Yehuda ben Tema said, you have to be as kinomer. You have to have azus. Azus means enormous courage, almost a blind courage. Like the leopard. When the leopard attacks, nothing deflects him. Doesn't look to the right or to the left. If we decide that this is what has to be done, then you have to have the courage to decide to do it. And you can't be afraid. And you can't worry about what this one is going to say or what that one won't say. That's the first stage. And therefore he said, ask in Omer, especially now he's speaking about Avichu Shebishamayim, to fulfill the Rotzein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you need Azus. How many times do we have an idea to do something that's good and right, but we don't do it because of fear or worry or busha, embarrassment, and so forth and so on? Therefore he said, you must be aggressive, you must be brazen, you must be courageous. Once we decide to do it, we're determined, we've decided we're going to do it. Alright, now you have to go do it. So the next stage is to start. Now the starting stage is very difficult. Why? Because there you're changing from Amida to Tenua. For example, if you notice that when an airplane, once he's flying, doesn't have to use so much force. But for takeoff, he has to use an enormous amount of force. Because there's no momentum. It's the Haskola. Till now, it was an airplane which was standing still. And all of a sudden, you have the 747 that was how many tons, and you have to get it moving. When it's in the air moving, you got enormous momentum pushing it. So you're going from the stage of Amida to Tenua, from the stage of Chemer, where it's not moving, and to get it moving. So therefore the Haskola, many people are determined to do something, but they don't start it. So that's the starting stage. So in that Yehuda ben Tema said next, Kal Kinesher. There you need the power of the eagle. The eagle can be on the ground or on his nest, and then from nothing he takes off and can go higher than any other creature. This is what you need. Once you decide that this is what should be done, then you have to go and start it. Then there's the third stage, and that is the Skarvus Elamaisa. You've started. Alright, you've taken off. Now you got to go to the actual act that you have to do. You have to bring yourself close to it. Some people will start, but then it gets delayed, or it'll get derailed, or it'll get procrastinated. They'll start it, but then they'll leave it ride. So on that, you have to keep pushing once you start it, and keep that momentum going till you get into the thick of it. So there you need Rotskitzvi. You need the speed of the deer. We see here that there's no let-up, because once there's a let-up, oh, then there are problems. And then, when you're actually in the thick of it, then you have to be successful. You have to be a fighter. You have to fight against all types of adversaries. The Yitzhahara, the Malachamovis, in any form that it takes. You have to fight, and you have to see it through. How many people start a good thing, but they don't see it through? And the Chazal say, in our mitzvah, Nikra Ela Hashem Gemro. Who gets the credit for the mitzvah? The one that sees it through. There you need Gvura Ki'ari. There you need the strength of the lion. So we see it's not so easy to do something that's good. First you need, and we're talking here merely the Shemaya, in acts of heaven, first you need to decide, to make an ironclad decision that this is the right thing to do and this is what I'm going to do, regardless of all types of fears or what this one is going to say or so on. So therefore you need as kinomer, you have to be a leopard. The leopard charges, when he decides to charge, there's no turning back. And then you have to move it from non-action into action. That's very difficult because there's no momentum. So you have to be, that's the takeoff, so you have to be Kalkinesha. You have to be as light as the eagle that can defy gravity. Now that you've taken off, you've got to get to your destination. There's plenty of pitfalls along the way. You can procrastinate. You can turn back. You can put it on hold. So you have to be Rotskitzvi. You have to run to the destination. And when you're in the destination, you have to make sure that you're successful and you finish it. There you have to be Gibor Kehari, as strong as the lion. So this is what Yehuda Ben Tema is telling us. And we can see it's not so easy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral brings a proof from a Gemara that a mitzvah which is done with zrishus, and you have another mitzvah which is done with a lack of zrishus, they're entirely two different mitzvahs. Where do we see this? The Gemara brings in Masechta Nozia in Chof Gimel Seif Amad Beis Omar Ab Chibar Abin, Omer Bishua ben Korcha, Le'olam Yagdim Odom Lidvar Mitzvah. When a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, he should always do it at the earliest possible stage. He shouldn't delay it. Now, generally, we think that if I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, or if I have an opportunity to learn, I can do it now, I can do it later. The main thing, it should be done. I can learn now, I can learn later. The main thing, it should be done. And if one learned a little earlier and I learned a little later, there's no difference. In the end, we both did it. If one did the mitzvah earlier and I did it a little later, as long as it was done, nase behechsher, it was done properly and within the time limit, so there's no difference. Rabbi Barabin is telling us not like that. He says, no. Le'elam yagdim odom ledvar mitzvah. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah now and to do the same mitzvah later, if you do it now, it'll be a different mitzvah than what you'll do later. You cannot compare the two. Because one is done with an ingredient of zeal and zrishus, and the other is done without it. Where do we see this from? So he says, Shebeskar laila achas shekodma bechira letziira zochs vekodma daladeiris biYisrael. This was the case with the daughters of Lot. When Lot and his daughters were saved from Mapechas Sdom v'Amora, the churban of Sdom and Amora, they were in a cave, and the two daughters thought that the whole world was destroyed again. So they came to the decision that they must have a union with their father to proliferate the generations. And what they did was mitzvah, the Gemara tells us. It was a mitzvah. It was a great mitzvah. Now, the Bechira, the older one, she led the way. And she went the first night with him. The younger one, she went the second night. So they both did the same mitzvah. They both had children. But one did it with zrishus, and the other one did it not with not so much zrishus. She was more lackadaisical about it. It would seem they both did the same mitzvah. So one did a little earlier, one did a little later. What difference does that make? Now, Rabbi says, what came of this mitzvah? From the older one was born a son, Moav, and from him came the nation of Moav. From the younger daughter was born a son, Ammon, and from him came the nation of Ammon. Now eventually these two nations worked their way into Klal Yisrael. And the fact that they worked their way into Klal Yisrael, they became part of Klal Yisrael, this was a reward to them for these mitzvahs. How, when did they work their way into Klal Yisrael? From Moav came Rus. Rus had a son by the name of Oved. And Oved was born a Yisrael. Rus was a convert, she was a Geora, she was not born Yisrael. She married Boaz, and from Boaz came Oved. So Oved was the first generation of the nation of Moab to be born with Kiddushas Yisrael, to be born in Yisrael. Oved had a son who was Yishai. Yishai had a son who was David. David had a son who was Shlema. Shlema had a son who was Rehovam. Who was Rehovam? Rehovam was Shlema's son that he had from a wife, one of his wives, whose name was Naama. And she was known as Naama HaAmonis, because she was from the nation of Ammon. And Rehovam was the first seed of the nation of Ammon to be born into Yisrael. So we see that from Moav, the first seed to come into Israel was Ovad. While from Ammon, the first seed to come into to be born in Israel was Rehovam. And how much difference was there? There was Ovad, Yishai, David, Shlomo, and Rehovam. There was a space of four generations between them. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya bar Rabin says, what do we see from here? Rabbi Shub, Omar Rabbi Shub ben Korcho, La'olam yagdim modem ledvar mitzvah. If a person has a chance to do a mitzvah today, he has the same chance to do the mitzvah tomorrow, do it today, because we see shebizchar laila achas shekodma bechira letziiro. The bechira had a chance to do the mitzvah tonight or tomorrow night. She did it tonight. The tziiro, the younger one, did it tomorrow night. Zoch shebekodma dalet deiris biyisrael. Her descendant, she had a descendant to become born into Klal Yisrael, and that was four generations before her sister had a descendant that was to be born in Klal Yisrael. We see it's not the same mitzvah, except one was done a little earlier, one was done a little later, and we see it's not even a little different mitzvah. We see there's a vast difference between a mitzvah that was done with Zrizus and a mitzvah that was done without Zrizus. Now the Baruch goes even further, because he brings many sources to the point where Arba is Muflag, that always until the fourth generation is considered a Chibor, an Achdus. See, Ar Arboy, until the fourth generation that's considered connected, but beyond that is considered another level already, totally disconnected. This is what we always find, and here there was a division of four generations between them. Between Ovad and Rechavam was a division of four generations. See, saying the Gemara is telling us even something more, that the two mitzvahs you can't even compare. They were not the two same mitzvahs. They were two mitzvahs totally different from each other, because one was done with keach, and the other was done without the keach. This is what we see. Another source we have. This we have in Parshas Vayakel, in this week's Parsha, Lamed Hei Chof Zayin. והנשיאים הביאו איס אבני השוהם ואיס אבני המילואים לאיפוד ולחשם. The princes, in other words, the heads, the kings of each tribe, they brought the shoham stones and the other precious stones that were used for the big day kahuna, the garments of the Kohen Godel, and for the ephod and the choshen, for the gown and the breastplate. Now Nesi'im, the word Nosi is supposed to be spelled Nun, Shin, Yud, Aleph. Here it's spelled without the Yud in the Torah. Nun, Shin, Aleph. And Rashi explains, they brought at the end. They said, there is so much needed for the Mishkan, for the sanctuary. Let everyone bring what they can bring and what they will bring, and whatever is left over, we will complete it. Now that would seem like a very good makshava, a very good thought. Someone tells you, build the shul, collect from the congregation whatever you can, and you're short for, I'll take care of. That's very good. See? Why not? That's what the Nesi'im said. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them for it. He called them Atzlonim Nisashlu. He said, that's good for someone in the back, but not someone in the front. Somebody who sits in the back, he can say, let everybody bring first, and I'll fill in whatever's lacking. But someone who's in the front, a Nosi, you're a leader. The leader means you pave the way, not you follow the pack. You lead the pack. Leadership means going on trails that were not there before. Many people do not realize that. Leadership does not mean you follow the trails, then the trail is leading. Leadership means that you create the trails
and let others follow you. They should have said, we will give this and this and this and this, and then others would have seen what they're giving, they will follow. And he said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, he said, Lofish nis'atzlu, because they were otzel, nis'ashlu, they were lackadaisical, they weren't in front, they lacked the motivation. Mitchila nechsra os mishmom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a letter out from their name, he took the yud. See, people must realize what leadership is. They tell the story that when they took Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Zichrono Livracha, to see the first steam engine, the first train, because it was invented about that time. So they asked him, what do you think? He says, ich lerne sach von das. I can learn a lot from this. What can you learn? As ein Hase can schleppen a sach kalte. One who has heat, he can pull many that are cold. See, this was leadership. You got a long train that's cold. So who's going to move it? The leader has to move it. He has to get out there in front, and he has to move and say, follow me. Not where he'll watch where everything goes and he'll follow them. Unfortunately, that's the leaders of our time. They send out their pollsters to find out what do the people want, and then they go and they lead. That's why we have a churban in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nefishin is Atzlu. He took the yud from the name. Why the yud? Very simple. Because it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. With the hey, he created this world, and the yud, he created the next world. He took the yud out of their name because they lacked the spirit. They lacked the neshama. They are supposed to be the neshama for the others. Here we see, even though they did the mitzvah of bringing the matones, but it was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't consider it to be very much of a mitzvah. Now, with all of this, we can understand what does this all have to do with Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt, the Exodus, this was preparing the Klal Yisrael to come to Har Sinai, to receive the Torah. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe when he met him at the Sneh, the burning bush, he says, "V'gam al ha'or hazeh atabdu manechi." On this mountain, it took place at Har Sinai. He said, "On this place, after you take Klal Yisrael out of Egypt, you will come to this mountain and you will serve me." And to come to the level, the Madrega of Torah, you can't be an Eved, you can't be a slave. You have to be Meshuchra. You have to be totally liberated. Ein ben cheirin elamisha osik betorah. Cheirus is only someone who can come to the level of Torah. And the Gemara Darshan's chorus ala luchais, al tikre chorus ela cheirus, that it was hewed on the tablets. And the word chorus and the word cheirus is spelled the same. This is what frees a person. But he has to be free to come to this. So he has to liberate himself. He has to free himself. He has to free himself from the physical world. And he has to free himself from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the epitome of the physical world. It was the most beautiful country in the world, next to Eretz Yisrael. It was Kigan Hashem, it states. And it was the fat of the land. And there the Egyptians had sunk into the chemer, into the materialism of the world, deeper than any, almost any other nation. And Mitzrayim comes from the word Meitzar. Meitzar means parameters, confines. And they became confined. And the Novi said they were kepehema, like animals, where they became mishubit, slaves to the material world, slaves to themselves. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take Klal Yisrael out of there and bring them to the level where they could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai. So this was the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show this to them and show it to the world. And therefore he freed them from Egypt, from the level of Egypt, and from the whole physical world. We see he turned the physical world upside down through the Eser Makis, the 10 plagues, through the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, the destruction of Mitzrayim, of Egypt. And this can only be done, a person can only free himself and come to mitzvahs with an enormous keach, an enormous strength, and with zrizus. And this is why, when it came to this very day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting, he didn't wait the length of blinking an eyelid, but immediately took them out. Not only because this has to be done with an enormous amount of strength, but there's another reason also. Because time is part and parcel with the physical world. To put things, to delay things, where they become lost in time, this is something which is becoming meshubed, enslaved to the physical world. While Torah is timeless, it's beyond time. Time was created for this world. Time comes from the Shemesh, from the sun. That you have the sun that was given the role to become the king, the Mor HaGodol, the great light of the physical world. And he keeps everything in order in the physical world. He governs the whole solar system. And this is what governs time. Time is the calculation of the movement of the sun in the solar system. So that's all Tachas HaShemesh. That's all beneath the sun, the physical world. But mitzvahs are beyond the sun. They come from. It is true when they come into this world, they have to find a place in this world. They have to find a place in the physical world, and they can only be fulfilled at specific times. But their source is Lamala Min HaShemesh. This is what Shlaima Melech said in Kehelis. Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, there is nothing new beneath the sun, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything beneath the sun from the 6 days, 7 days of creation. So the Gemara says Tachas HaShemesh, but not Lamala Min HaShemesh, not beyond the sun. And the person has to free himself from the world Tachas HaShemesh, under the sun, and reach out above the sun. And this means he has to free himself also from that time zone. And therefore, once a mitzvah comes to his hand, and now is the time to do it, he must not leave it become part of the physical world where it's given over to delays. But it must be fulfilled immediately. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to take us out of Egypt. So what did he say? He said, Lo Shburim, this is the day that I've been waiting for. This is the exact day which I said I'll take you out. And Vayi be'etzem hayom hazeh, on this very day, Lo Ikvu, Le'ikev afilu keherif ein, he took us out with a great keach and a great power. This is the mitzvah matzah. Ushmartem es ha-matzois, you shall guard the matzois, guard them carefully. Because if you take matzah, which is made from the same ingredients as chometz, flour from grain and water, except one is baked immediately, and the other you leave to stand. While it stands, the time of this world affects it and slowly brings it to fermentation and to chometz. So you're adding an ingredient to it. It's flour and it's water, and it's the power of time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, that's an ingredient that we don't want, especially on Pesach. Because Pesach, I brought you out of the physical world and beyond the time. And lezecher zos, eat matzos. Ushmartem and guard. You make it from flour and water. V'lo yuchalas mamea, you could not tarry, bake them immediately. So no chometz, no time element will come into it. And it'll be something that's meshuchra min hazman. It'll be free of the time. Just like you have to. In order, lasa is l'tzein ovicho shebeshomayim, to fulfill the will of your Father in heaven. And time has no place beyond the sun, for the reason we gave, and for another reason also, because time is the calculation of something which has a beginning and an end. It's a dimension. It's like weight. It's like you measure length, width, so you measure time. And only the physical world has dimensions, because it has a beginning and an end. It has a starting point and an ending point. How long does it take this to come from point A to point B? So these are all limitations. In the Bilti Gashmi, in the world beyond the sun, there are no limitations. Yom Shekula Oruch. It's a day which is endless. This is what is known as Netzach. It's forever. So there's no starting point, there's no ending point. So how can you measure something, how long it takes to come from one point to another? These are metzorim, these are parameters, these are limitations. And that's an unlimited world. And the Jew was given the power to bring himself from the limited world into the unlimited world, into an expanse that's endless. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shmartem es ha-matzos. Don't delay it. Don't bring in the ingredient of time in it. And Rabbi Yoshia darshaned, Al tikrei matzos ela mitzvos. From here we learn, this is the abuah dekula, this is the foundation, but from here we learn, therefore this should be in all mitzvahs. And therefore mitzvah abo ein machmitzin as ha-mitzvahs, mitzvah abo liyot chal tachmetzenu, a mitzvah that comes to your hands. Don't let it become chometz. Because if you delay it, you're letting time take its effect on it. And you bring in the ingredient of time in it that's totally unnecessary. But do it immediately. Bring it out of the expanse of time. Lasos retzein avicha shebeshamayim. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ushmartem es ha-matzos, you should guard the matzos, ki be'yem hazeh, because it was on this day it was Ushmatem Esa Matzeis. We asked, what does one thing have to do with the other? You shall guard the matzahs because I took you out of Mitzrayim on this day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us out of the straits and the narrows of the physical world. And therefore he gave us the mitzvah matzah, guarded, that you do not confine it again to the straits and the narrows of this world. And this is how one must come to mitzvahs. So therefore, Zrizus, which is a prerequisite for all mitzvahs, this means a mitzvah must be done b'yad ramo b'keach, all of a person's power. If you have something good to do, do it. And do it immediately with the azus of an omer and the kalus of the nesher and the speed of the tzvi of the deer and the gvuras hari. But its source comes from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and the mitzvahs he gave us for the Korban Pesach and matzah. And through this, we liberated ourselves to be able to come, liberated ourselves from the confines of this world, to be able to come to hesteira and mitzvahs. We should all be zeicher to have a chag kosher v'sameach and a chag cheruseinu. And be zeicher to see the Geula Shleima b'meir of Yomim.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.